Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 9:49, 35 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana, and time for our opening commodity market report this morning. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everyone. You can help WILL raise at least $80,000 by 7 o'clock this evening. That's roughly equal to the cut in our state funding and the cost of 1 month's worth of programs on AM 580 WILO Radio. Call us now at 217-244-9455 or give online at willpledge.org. Station manager Jay Pierce is in the studio. Jay, what happens when we give our agricultural listeners the information they need?
No, they're ready to make important decisions. Timely market analysis, weather information, the Ag e-newsletter. Call now, support the station that brings you solid, dependable information you can use throughout the year. It only takes a moment. Your membership's good for a year. The area code's 217. The number is 244-9455, or you can go to willpledge.org. Over 130 people have pledged so far during this, the first and last day of this February pledge drive. We're over $22,000 on our way to 58 more today, so that'll total that $80,000. A lot of math going on around here today, fast and furious, and you know what? The bottom line is your one call to 244-9455, your one pledge to willpledge.org is what makes it happen.
And you can call by dialing 217-244-9455 with your pledge. And, you know, you'll help pay for the programming that you use 12 months a year, 365 days a year, 24/7 in terms of increasing profitability for our agricultural producers. So we're asking that you make your call at a $100 level right now at 217-244-9455. You know what, Jay? That's just 7 bushels of soybeans with
these
prices.
7 bushels of soybeans at the current prices. Is it worth it to you? Have we helped you to make some money this year to keep your business alive? Have we given you a kernel of information that has been something that sparked an idea in your head and you said, man, I'm glad this service is here? Well, let us know right now. Help keep it here for you and everybody else by calling 217-244-9455. Make that $100, $150 contribution if you can. We need to get to $80,000 by the end of the day. We only have till 7 o'clock to do it. This is it. This is one day. We've shortened the time of this pledge drive, and you know, we're trying to economize in it, but it does take your response now at 244-9455 with our thanks.
Let's go ahead and check how prices resumed at the Chicago Board of Trade and in Kansas City. Kansas City March wheat opened at 10.42, up 21 and 3 quarters on the open. May 10.46, up 15 and 3 quarters. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 9.83, up 10 on the open. May 9.99, up 9 and a quarter. July 9.13, up 8 and a half. September 9.25, up 14. December 9.32, up 10 and a quarter. July of 2009, 884, up 3.5 on the open. March corn opened at 507, down 3.5 on the open. May 519.5, down 3.25. July 529, down 4. September 528.75, down 4.25. December 528, down 5. March 537.5, down 3.5. And December of 2009, 507.75, down 1.25 on the open. March beans open at 315, down 11 on the open. May 1331, down 13.75. July 1346, down 12.5. November 1283, down 11.5. January 1290, down 10 on the open. March soybean meal open at 349.50, down 340 on the open. March soybean oil open at 55.30, down 46 on the open. At the Merck, March feeders open at 105.05, up 30 on the open. February live cattle open at 90.80, up 27.5 on the open. February lean hogs open at 59.80, up 2.5 on the open. And February bellies open at 92.40, up 20 on the open. Joining us now to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
What put the giddy up in the wheat market today?
Well, I think it's called Minneapolis wheat. It's spillover buying from the real crunch up there and trying to get the cash and futures to come together. By the time you take the basis level, the cash price, and the futures price together to try to get things evened out and get the cash contract settled out there, Dave.
New contract highs this morning at the Chicago Board of Trade wheat market. That's a little bit of a surprise, I suppose.
You know, it is and it isn't. It's one of those things we don't quite understand why they're going as hard after Chicago, because we all know that Chicago wheat isn't deliverable. They're just saying the wheat stocks are very tight. You know, one of the funny things is we know that after about the 1st of June, there's going to be a whole lot of new crop wheat available, probably 40 million tons after June 1st into the world market available. So it is just a little bit surprising that we're seeing quite the run-up in the July past wheat out there on the Chicago Exchange.
You know, on February 21st and 22nd, USDA is going to hold their annual Outlook conference, and already the prognosticators have been going about putting out their estimates for acreage. And I looked at all the numbers I could find thus far, and for soybeans, it averages anywhere plus 5.4 million to plus 7.4 million acres. And the number crunchers seem to think that we need 9 million more acres. Does that mean soybean prices moving higher in February?
Well, Dave, at these levels, we have trouble saying that they will, but we also have trouble saying they won't, in just respect that it seems like there's been a great influx of fund money. They continue to want to be buyers, and there seems to be the feeling on the floor that these funds can and will push beans higher than where we're at. So, you know, we are down today because of the inflation or deflation fears, the recession fears in Europe, the calling for lowering of interest over there, the higher dollar this morning, the lower crude, and, of course, the lower metal markets. You know, gold being down about $17, still just a measly $892 an ounce. And crude oil, gosh, it's only $88. Such low numbers. But saying that facetiously, that we are seeing, you know, an attitude of a little bit of setback here early, but really recovered, or seem to be recovering off the lows of the day. Talk on the floor is that corn and beans could be higher before the day's over.
And then in the corn numbers, I see it anywhere from minus 3.6 million to minus 6.6 million acres. In that range, what would happen to prices?
Well, I think if we stay in the you know, the lower end of that and switch over like that, we're probably at a very decent level. I think if we went over the 6 million acres reduction, why, you know, you're going to see things, you know, chasing along the way. There's a lot of people out there that are talking that there could be a 6 in front of the corn. A lot of fund managers using that number a lot. It was funny, if you looked yesterday at the activity in the corn calls, there was some activity in the $7 calls, but there was actually twice as much activity in the $8 corn calls.
Hmm. Thanks much, Wayne.
We'll see you at Casey here in a little bit.
Yes, you will.
Thank you much.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. He's talking about the Agricultural Outlook meeting today at Casey over at Richard's Farm Restaurant. That panel gets underway this afternoon about 12:45. And, of course, Wayne Nelson will be part of that group that will talk about the marketplace. You know, today is the first and last day of this February pledge period, and we do have that $80,000 goal for the day to help make up for some state budget cuts. And, You can make your voice known in support of agricultural programming right now. And we try to bring what you need each and every day, 6 days a week. Now's your turn to say you support AM 580 Agriculture. You can do that by calling 217-244-9455 or visit us online at willpledge.org. Jay Pierce, why should our agricultural audience really contribute now to AM 580 Agriculture?
Well, so you'll be able to get the information you need to make important decisions. Our all-day Ag Outlook meeting drew 430 producers. We're going to go for 450 at least coming on March 4th this year at the Beef House. 1,800 people interested in the markets gathered at meetings hosted by Dave and Todd throughout Illinois and Indiana over the past year, and we got the one coming up at KZ today. This is all stuff we do for you and because of your support. The WillAg website has been revamped. Solid, dependable information comes with your pledges at 244-9455. And if you work at Bungie Corporation, ADM, The Andersons, or Cabot Corporation, talk to them after you make your contribution. They may match it. Those are all matching companies. 244-9455. Join the more than 140 people who have pledged during this one-day campaign. 244-9455. That's area code 217.
You're listening to WILO Urbana. In the studio, Focus 580 host David Inge.
Hi, Dave.